Can money buy you happiness? Many of us believe, or wish, that if we only had more money we would be able to do all the things we want, and have all the things we want to have too. The thought that money can buy happiness is a recurring theme for many people. This train of thought can certainly stem from having a lack of money. If you don't have the money to buy the things you need, to pay your bills, and generally, to solve your problems, it can feel as if a lack of money causes you unhappiness, then it stands to reason that an abundance can do the opposite. Money can buy you the things you desire, which can make you instantly delighted, but money cannot guarantee continued happiness. According to one of the wealthiest people in the world, Ray Dalio, even the richest people feel short of the money they need to do the things they want to do. It's easy to think that all wealthy people would be happy, but we all know, not all of them are. Once people become accustomed to their level of income, they find they need more. Doctors spend more, lawyers spend more, and they get bigger houses and larger mortgages. When will anyone be happy with what they earn and what they can afford? Is there a relationship between their level of happiness and their income? Chasing more money seems to have no finish line. Gaining more money should not be our life's primary purpose in order to be happy. Finding happiness without spending money. So instead of finding ways to make more money and hoping that more money will buy you happiness, here are a few ways to help you find long-lasting happiness that won't cost you a dollar. Gratitude. Our capacity for gratitude seems to be a better indicator of our happiness in life than money. Being grateful allows us the chance to appreciate what we have in life, regardless of the situation we find ourselves in. Whether we're in a fortunate place or one ridden with challenges, the ability to feel grateful and look at life positively can attract happiness, satisfaction, and joy. When we are grateful, happiness naturally follows. Be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never have enough. Oprah. Selflessness and helping others. Happiness comes from helping other people. Do you feel good when you help someone in need? We are wired to connect, build relationships with one another, and help people we come across in life who need our help. If we are selfless, we generate happiness and satisfaction in life. Genuine altruism is a better indicator of happiness than money or material things. When we feel love and kindness towards others, it not only makes others feel loved and cared for, but it also helps us to develop inner happiness and peace. Dalai Lama. Living a life filled with purpose. One of the regrets you may hear from an elderly person is that they wish they had been true to themselves and done what they wanted to do in life, instead of doing what they thought other people wanted them to do. You may even know people who have lived a life in a career they hated, but their parents wanted them to do it. It's important you live a life filled with purpose and do what you want to do. Every single one of us is unique, and we have a mission to find our purpose in life and to fulfill it. It takes courage to follow the path we want for ourselves, but it's the ultimate way of living a full, happy, and meaningful life. To live a life with purpose can give us peace and make us happy. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Pablo Picasso. Mindset. Even though there are a great many people who believe that money can make them happy, the truth is that their mindset has the greatest influence over their happiness in life. No amount of money, nor material things, can sustain long-term happiness, as it is dependent on us and our attitude, regardless of whether we are given more fortune than others. Happiness is a state of mind. It's just according to the way you look at things. Walt Disney,